Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Live from Blossoms HQ.
Hello all, this is Miles from the band Blossoms. So we have a new single which is coming out. There's a snippet available now on all of our social media platforms. X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Discord, that's new. Go over to that and you'll hear a snippet of What Can I Say After I'm Sorry. Ooh. Yeah, go over there, have a listen, let us know what you think. Here's Alls Again on a podcast. See ya.
Hi!
Thought that was exempt
that
from
was
this
like a
building.
Half one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, come on.
I felt like it
volume
wasn't
was okay. I think I've just got PTSD from the very, very, very loud ones I've been beside over the years.
Quick one. You two have switched positions, what you normally like in the studio.
Oh, have
on
we?
The podcast.
Are you freaking you out?
Josh, you normally sit on that side.
We can swap if you like.
No, it's fine. I just thought something had changed and that's what it was.
Don't like change.
I'm a creature of habit.
To be fair, I couldn't remember where I usually sit.
I couldn't either.
It's quite nice to change it up.
Yeah.
It feels
you could be me today.
Sorry. How is everybody?
Really good, thanks, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Decrepit. Right.
Final week at the studio.
My head feels a bit fried.
Yeah, I'm feeling
lie.
A bit...
a bit overwhelmed, but in a good
there's a
exciting
lot, there's
way.
There's a lot going on,
let's
isn't there?
We talk
like
about
there's a lot
coming up.
My to-do list, excuse the pun.
Hey.
Hefty. Rather large, yeah.
Second time.
Just kick us off.
Sorry, go on.
You good? Oh, no, you both
go
just
on.
Said...
Do you know what, Chaz? What have you got for us?
I'll relieve a bit of tension with and it's not hard, is it?
Oh,
straight in.
Well
like
done.
What, catch up.
So, that's base work, by the way, on that.
Went for a roast yesterday at the Bells of Piva.
You know, where's
like,
that?
I believe you've been before, like through Knutsford way. Very nice pub.
Okay.
Took the dog.
Nice.
Yeah, just strolled in. I'd got a table and all that, right?
Yeah.
That's so you as well. Just, you didn't book it, did you?
No.
That's like Chaz in it all over. Like, I'd be like, we should book somewhere for going for tea. Do you know what I mean? Like, they'll be sold out. Or Chaz would be like, we're fine. Always works
out. Got a
few
funny looks.
Why?
The dog was with us, but it's a country pub, so you just expect it's allowed, don't you? Mm. Anyway, the landlord, Phil, from Sheffield, came up to us later. He said, we don't usually allow dogs in here on a Sunday, but we've got the same dog, so we just let him in.
It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard.
That's a great one. That's good.
That. Well done.
Thank you.
So Brody
that's,
got lucky.
That's why I thought anyway, I had funny looks. What was it?
Yeah.
Brody was in like a full tux or something, and that's great.
Crazy. Crazy you've only just found out now that you both own the same dog.
I don't get it.
As in,
you said we got the same
dog. Not the same kind of dog.
The same kind of dog.
Oh,
haha. It was a bizarre experience.
Good one. What was the roast saying?
The roast was great. I had a lamb shank.
Nice.
What is
mint sauce?
Excuse me.
With mint sauce.
What is a lamb shank?
The shank of a lamb.
What is a shank?
Could you get stabbed up by a lamb?
Shank's part of the body, isn't it?
I actually like
if you were to present me a lamb shank.
Let's talk about what the shank is before
shank.
Joe Googles it.
Yeah,
it's
if you were
be a part
to
of the
present
body,
that to me, yeah.
Dufresne.
Lamb shank, is it like the neck? You know what I mean? It's going to be some sort of.
Yeah. See, that's
I'm
crazy.
Say like
you've
thigh
just,
meat or something. Is it like the thigh?
If you look at the shank itself, the bone, it's quite angular. So
that's mad that you've just eaten it, but don't.
I think it's part
is.
Of the leg. That's my guess.
No. I can kind of see it when I hear shank.
As a vegetarian. I'm like, you've just, do you know what I mean? Like,
but
you've just
another,
it.
It's not hard, is it?
Oh, wait, there, just
so,
to tell
you
before,
the roast.
Before we move on, the area of meat, shank comes from the area of meat and bone that sits above the knee joint and below the leg.
Aye.
There you go.
But isn't it? It's like
good guess.
But you know, it looks like that, doesn't it? When it's on the bone, it looks
that's
like.
That's what I thought, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
When you go for a roast, you get like the choice of meats and then obviously like the vegetarian option, don't you? The lamb shank wasn't on it. It was separate.
A special?
Why so?
Tell me.
Was it like a locally sourced one or something for a laugh?
So I said to the waitress, I said, can you ask the chef if he can do the lamb shank as a Sunday roast? And it just came as a Sunday roast.
Wow, right, so it wasn't a Sunday roast option, but he did the lamb shank with all the trimmings for it. Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's good.
But wow, it just gets better.
That evening wasn't difficult, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Nice.
So it was a good, really good roast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yorkshire pudding, all that.
It was great. You made some pizzas last night. Yeah. I missed out on that, to be honest.
Hard. Do you know what? Team rounds.
It was very
hard,
nice.
Is it, to have good friends?
Well, we shot the...
Lame.
Well, we shot a bit of an exclusive. We won't go into too much detail. We shot a bit of another music video yesterday, didn't we?
Did.
Locally. And
we returned to
it. It was a nice day.
The same location as
we did
the first one.
It was a nice day. Sun was out. So we thought, fuck it, let's fire up the pizza oven. Nice. For the first time in 2024, so made some fresh pizzas.
They were bloody delicious.
Bit of oak.
Wood-fired oak, yeah.
Nice.
Very heavy on the parmesan, in a good way.
Yeah.
What style, Tom? New York?
No, it was kind of like...
Stockport.
I made the dough quick, because you was meant to... This is kind of like giving up the toast, in it. But
yeah, no, I like it.
Hybrid.
Yeah. What was I saying?
You better make the dough sit for
You meant to make the dough and let it sit for like 24 hours or even 72 fermentation, do they call it? Mm. Double fermentation.
I'm sorry, but I went proof.
In Didsbury?
Yesterday, yeah.
Boss.
Oh, it's nice in there.
Do you know what? You can't go wrong with
ADHD.
That,
Yeah, no, it's because he said proof and I had pizza. I want
the
one.
But because we'd made the last minute decision to do the pizzas, I was like, I don't have time to let it double ferment and all this stuff. But we've got one of them pizza books where the lads have been round in all the pizza places in Italy in the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's like the Neapolitan bit one, they say, but we try and do it quite thin.
Yeah, it's nicer thin, I think, because you can actually pick up the slice and it's got an undercarriage to it.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah, I use 00 pasta because that's what they use.
Nice.
Flour. 00 pasta flour. Pasta flour. Yeast and tepid water.
Nice.
What's tepid? Tepid. Salt. Like, warm, isn't it?
Warm. Yeah, slightly warm. Like lukewarm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say, I wouldn't say room temperature.
Straight from the boiler or heated up?
Just from the tap.
Bears.
I mean, you're probably not meant to use a tap. Why use the tap?
I mean, it's going to be a new section, this.
What? Pizza. Pizza.
Prove it.
Prove it. Best pizza, prove it.
Yeah. Vezo in New York is boss.
That's why you can't do it, because he just wins out.
But you know what? So me and Kate are quite pizza enthusiasts. And Katie's really good at making pizza, to be fair. She made pizza for us before we had a pizza oven. And she did it in the oven and it was still boss.
Mm. Pizza ass? No, I can't.
Trying to think of a name. Pizza but anyway, we used the three cheeses we did. Because obviously the Neapolitan one is very just, it's just Samarzano tomatoes, isn't it? Mm. I used that big tub you got me.
Nice.
The massive one, I batch cooked it, yeah.
Nice.
But the true Neapolitan way is literally just Samarzano's raw with a bit of salt.
Samarzano's are literally the one.
So
but
good.
Make any meal with Samarzano's.
Yeah, it makes.
Do you think that's because back in the day when it was made, that's all they had around, so that's why it was their way?
Do you know it wasn't actually a pizza? It was fried.
Just the bread, wasn't it?
It was fried with the ingredients in the centre, like a calzone, but dipped in oil.
I love a calzone. Mm.
Calzone. But we like... Sorry to digress, but we like the marinara sauce to have a bit more to it than just the raw.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I get you.
So we make a marinara. We do onion, garlic bottom, a bit of oregano.
Oregano.
And the Samarzano, salt and pepper. Season it up a bit, do you know what I mean? And then I blitz it all so it runs smooth. So there's no chunks of
You were in the blitzing
onion
process when I came over to the pot.
There, yeah. And then the cheese, we use cheddar.
Mm. I just
loads of parmesan and some mozzarella.
Mm.
And then we had a bit of, that was for the veggie ones, a bit of fresh basil and also some pepperoni and prosciutto.
The prosciutto was great.
Do you know what I like sometimes when you get just a bowl of that sauce and you have some sort of dippage going on? You know what I mean? Like some sort of bread sticker.
The garlic bread.
The Oxford dipper.
Bah.
Ideally, I didn't preheat the oven for long enough again because it was a last minute thing. I've not done it for a while.
Yeah.
And I was clean. You know what I mean?
Spiders.
I didn't have time. Used a bit of TLC when you do it.
You had a window, didn't you, where it was hot enough?
Keep the logs going and all that shit. So I kind of got it to 450 Fahrenheit. And ideally you want 600 to 800.
Yeah, it's got to be hot.
So they cook in a minute.
Just flips it.
Mine were cooking a bit less than, they were a 3 minute job. I mean, still boss.
Have you got a laser thermometer?
Yeah,
you did.
A laser.
Could I make one in my log burner?
No. You don't have, there's no room, is there?
But if I made room, made a mini pizza, mini fire.
Well, it'd be tiny, wouldn't it? It'd be a 50p.
I don't know if your log burner, how hot does the log burner get?
Yeah.
It gets as hot, but it's just smaller.
Probably do it, you know.
But it'll
be
like
the walls of the oven and the floor.
Carbon monoxide.
That's what cooks the pizza in the floor.
Yeah.
It's the flow.
No, but I reckon you could still do it.
And it's the insulation, because my Uncle Stuart built it for us. We bought like the pizza thing online. Kate got it for my birthday. And it's like layers and layers, so it's like the dough,
it in.
Then it insulates,
Science.
And then you brick over the top of it.
Quite Roman.
It's quite full on.
Do you know, sorry, just to interrupt
very
again.
Very Italian, obviously.
Do you know who can make a really, really good pizza? Liam Frey.
Can he?
Really?
Yeah. He's got a Gosney.
Where have you had
pizza? I mean, to be fair, I've not tried it. I've seen
he's
pictures of
you.
It.
When have you been around here for a pizza?
The last time I was in here with Liam, he showed me his Gosney, and his pizza looked fucking bang on.
Ooh, so you only saw it?
Bang on.
We need to get in touch with Frey then and say, we're Let's talking about it. Liam Frey from the Court.
Well, yeah, he's on the podcast and talk food. He fucking loves food.
He made the marinara with, you know, with the anchovies on it and everything. Yeah. It looked perfect.
See, there you go. I'm out. It annoys me because I know anchovy adds so much depth to cooking.
Umami.
And like, I've eaten loads of stuff with anchovies in it and I always absolutely
Here's
love
one
fish
for you,
but it gives me the shits.
What's your opinion on a barbecue base?
No.
Not
what,
my cup of tea.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing on like
I'm
a,
quite old-fashioned.
Yeah,
like,
I know you like barbecue.
I love barbecue. But
so you'd probably like the taste of it, but I think on a purist
level. I'd like the taste of it. But then I also think
you've had one?
It's a bit too overpowering. Yeah, I have had one.
Okay.
When I used to, you know, when you're younger, you used to go to like this Italian at the top of the world, Amici's.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Comic Sans.
Sorry to interrupt. We keep going past that and no one's done anything with it.
It's graffitied up,
Tom's
isn't it?
Pizza.
Do you know what it translates to? Friends.
Amici.
What was I saying? Friends.
I'll be there for you.
A friend.
Friend.
And just whilst on top
of
the pizzas,
Mr. Italian.
There was like a takeaway place near our way. Not Flamers, fucking love Flamers. I walked past, it's been 15 years that now, walked past this place and what was it now? Was it chips pizza?
Ooh.
Chips on
chips
pizza.
On a pizza.
Chips on a pizza and then they had like pasta on a pizza. Pasta pizza.
Too far, that, isn't it?
But
what do you, where do you stand? Where do you stand on Nutella on a pizza? Chocolate pizza.
That's like dessert based.
It's fucking nice, though, isn't it?
It's nice on a shit level, but
hybrid.
It is good.
No, that's actually like.
I think when I'm like 16, I would have fucked with it. But
that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't have it anymore.
You're telling me, right? If you you've just eaten a meal, like you've just had boss, like say you've had a bit of pasta or something, and then I come round with Nutella pizza.
Oh, I give it a go.
The bread's fucking mint and cut down
a slice.
Exactly, it's a boss dessert.
Yeah,
give it a go.
You fuck with it, wouldn't you? Do you know what I mean? Mm.
So that's good. Food's
that was a big,
nice.
That was a big cooking. Went well cooking then,
very
didn't
it? Cooking. From a nut, it's not hard, is it?
Still got 15 minutes to go. I went to prove, so I didn't go. I was seeing my other side of the family. So like
traitor.
Sophia's. So it was really nice, actually. Her sister was down from London and that. Do you know what I mean? It was really nice. Went prove. Oh, Arancini. Chum. How fucking good, Arancini. Arancini, Amagini. They do a beef and pork ragu arancini.
Mm.
Oh,
I went to Atovla, however you say it, Atovola, and I got arancini from there. They had mushrooms in it. I'm going to give that a go.
Boss in it, that one.
Yes.
Oh, I fucking love it.
Do you know what? I need to go there again.
Where? Atovola, whatever.
Last time was
Atovla.
Christmas Day.
Atovla. How do you say it?
Atovla.
Atovla.
I love it. At the table. To the table.
I think I'm going actually on Friday.
It's really good.
Atovla's unreal. It's probably. It's Sicilian. It's my favourite.
I always forget how. Is Sicily within Italy?
It's an island.
No, it's
the island.
It. You say Italy is kicking Sicily.
The region.
Is it?
The island of Italy looks like a boot on it kicking Sicily.
Is that what it is?
Region, yeah.
That's good.
You
I
remembered
like
it.
Cuban heel.
Food. In Godfather, when he goes there. Oh, I fucking love The Godfather. What
they go in White Lotus, don't they?
Fucking love White Lotus.
New Lost seasons film. In Bangkok. Oh,
is it? When's it out?
Don't know. I think they're filming it at the minute.
Has anyone seen? Have everyone finished Baby Raid Dinner?
Yeah,
I've got one episode left, but feel free to discuss and I can plug.
Yeah,
my
well,
ears.
It's
good. I mean, let's wait. We'll save it.
Wait for next.
We'll save then Josh, and then Josh.
We can do that
can
as
do
Josh on demand.
Do you know
next
what?
Week?
What an intelligent guy he is, that Richard Gadd. Like,
yeah,
writing it, and
I'm glad you mentioned that. So sorry, fucking
what?
I said I'm glad you mentioned that because he's.
Steve Gadd.
Great bass player.
What would you do?
Nice. Saved by the jingle. Saved by the sting.
What would you do?
It's an apathetical lock.
Saved by the sting.
Apathetical lock.
Is that me at the end? Sorry, that's my voice. I try and work out who everyone's voice was on the thing.
Hypothetical lock. So, not dollars this time, not pounds, not pesetas.
Yen.
No currencies.
Yen. Whatever other currency you can think of, none of that.
Rupee.
None. Yes. You wake up in the body of the singer.
Tom Ogden. Singer Sewing Machine.
So that was written really shit, that.
What?
You wake up in the body of the singer of the last song you listened to, what do you do?
Fucking us then, isn't it?
Do I wake up as Tom?
We all wake up as Tom.
Oh, shit.
What do you mean?
Yesterday.
Right, well, last
fucking
tune.
Joe would want to do that, wouldn't he? Fucking hell. What the... Wow. Yeah.
Me and you listen...
fucking hell.
Me and you listen to Fontaines on the way down here.
We did. I feel like there's been another one in between.
I feel as though this can be rephrased as the last song you listened to.
Let's say yesterday.
Yesterday.
Clean my slate from today, because it's too much. Say that again.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
You're good.
No. Yo, he's confused, isn't he? He's getting confused. What his old age, isn't he?
Look at me.
You wake up.
Look at me, I've been using too much.
You wake foil. Up as the last singer that you listened to yesterday.
Yeah.
Charlie. Go on.
Come back to me on that one.
It's always that, isn't it?
I'll be able to, let me
I'll be able to tell you.
You have to go on your history, don't you?
Mine's
history.
Little Sims.
Is
Little
it?
Sims.
Nice.
Do you know what?
That's niche. Niche-ish. You know I wouldn't have expected
let's,
that.
Let's erase the band. The last one I listened to, Chaz was showing you that Ring doorbell shaking Stevens. Because Charlie's Ring doorbell opening note is the same note as Shaky Stevens. That's why I had the tune.
Because you weren't Knockador ran, weren't you, Chaz?
I was.
Ding dong ditched.
It's nice to know people still do that.
I don't know.
Do you know, my one's Reeling. By Say Shishi.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Because I rarely use my music on my phone. Do you know what I mean? I listen to the radio.
Have a look at what mine was.
But yeah, Say Shishi, Reeling.
Foreigner.
Oh, great.
Oh, brilliant.
Class.
Yes, mine's,
what's yours saying?
Mine's Gorilla
Shaking
by Little
Stevens.
Sims.
Oh, yeah, sorry. What's mine's yours?
It must have been showing someone.
Little Sims.
Yeah.
Miles, go on, what's yours?
Mine was I had Hail to the Thief on Radiohead.
But what's the hypothetical occur? Is it just that
you wake up as a singer?
Well, I mean, you wake up as them,
and that's it.
But I mean, like, what do? You go, oh, this isn't me.
Probably,
yeah.
But like,
I won't go, this is me.
Do you think there's people that have woken up as someone else and no one believes?
Have you seen that woman who woke up Chinese?
I feel like that was like a head injury, that wasn't it?
I think it was some sort.
Yeah, I think there's something going on there. There's a bit of bullshitting.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to tell. You can actually get diagnosed as...
She didn't wake up Chinese. She woke up with a Chinese accent.
Yeah.
English.
It was
mad though. There's a video of her listening back to her old voice, and she gets quite emotional.
You have to relearn it.
That, yeah, at first you watch it and you're sort of laughing a bit because you're like, oh, this
I mean,
is a bit
I
west.
Think anything's possible,
it's
isn't
sad.
It? With the brain is so complex. If you pull and see what happens, you know. Yeah.
Oh, I'm joking.
Wait, what?
I just said ours are yours, isn't...
No, I'm just panicking. Try and find a better one. I mean, this is a... Do you know what? This is on... I can't really go anywhere with this, but...
Great. Carry on.
I'm panicking. You're offered $10 for a large pizza. Which one do you take?
Depends from whence.
Large pizza.
I'd say... Right. I'd say
If it was a really crap pizza, then probably...
Just the
So you take $10 or a large pizza. Yeah, I don't think most places you're not getting a large pizza for lower than $10.
True.
So you're going to get more for your money, aren't you?
More bang for your buck.
I was going to say, I thought you meant like pick any pizza. I don't know why I said that.
Nell's 14-inch.
The slice at Nell's is decent.
What's Nell's?
There's quite salty, but I'm into it.
There's one on, what's that street called where Deadstock is?
Thomas Street, is it?
And then the other
one. I've been to the one on Campus.
Campus, yeah. I like the vibe down because you're by the canal, aren't you?
Yeah,
it's like on the other side of Canal Street, isn't it?
This is an interesting one.
Very pizza orientated this episode.
Well, this quite bit is enthusiasm.
This bit
is all buzzing.
Well, pizza enthusiasm.
Yeah,
there's a name.
I'm not going to read that.
Let me think of. I'll come back to that.
What
the name?
Oh, pizza enthusiasm.
Yeah,
hang on. That could be the pod name.
Pizza twats.
I mean, can I lower the tone slightly for a second?
Oh, here we go.
If you must.
It's pizza related.
Okay.
Kind of. I was walking with Charlotte a couple of months ago, walking from Stockport back home.
She was helping you walk?
She was helping me walk back home. And there was an archway. You know where Riley's Snooker Club used to be?
That wasn't the park. Sorry, I'll stop now.
Shut up, man.
Just give me a minute, okay? In the archway... There was just detritus everywhere, just crap. And then there was a pizza box open with what could only be a human shit in it. And this was accidental quick wit. I said, "Don't look in there. There's a pizza shit."
Ah.
Do you know what I mean? Like pizza.
Pizza
like,
shit. Yeah.
But there was a piece of shit in a pizza box. Nice. Like, there's a pizza shit there.
Yeah.
And every time we go past that building, now we're like, be warned of the pizza shit.
Yeah, it's like you with the bench. That.
What bench?
You know, with your wittiness when you were with
your
family.
Frank Evans for that. I thought you meant the buddy bench in Davenport, which I've often felt sorry for when I see. Because no one's ever sat on it. Have you seen the buddy bench?
In where?
I'd fucking love it if you accidentally sat on the buddy bench. Right.
So you sit down
on the buddy bench if you're feeling a bit lonely and just want to chat.
Where's the buddy bench?
It's in Davenport. Opposite the entrance to Kale
Green. Is that
Green
what it's called?
Yeah.
It says on it, buddy bench.
I'd fucking love it if you just accidentally sat on it and someone sat next to you and started speaking to you.
Is that where it opens up people to come and sit next to you?
Yeah, but I think that's quite a dangerous social kind of experiment. It's like a trap, isn't it?
I quite like it though. We talk about this. You know when you're on a train, right, and you sit next to that, or like random people.
Mm.
I think there's two different people, and there's the people who like speak to you. Mm-hmm. I think me.
I was going to say.
And there's the people who sit down there and loathe the people speaking to them.
See, I don't mind a conversation with a stranger, but not. It has to be. There's a time and place. Do you know what I mean?
I think you love it.
What's your time and place? I'm interested.
Like.
If you're having a bet,
what's one you would enjoy?
Well, sometimes, I mean, I seldom use Uber if I can avoid it, because I just don't.
You don't
really
like
being cooped up
in
a car.
Taxis, do you?
But that's like a anxiety thing.
Yeah.
But like sometimes I'll feel intrigued and I'll have a really good conversation with them. Or like I went to town the other day and there was a guy doing a pop up for a thing called Vitsu, which is a. If you know design, you know Vitsu. It's like, I won't go there because no one will give a shit. But I spent about half an hour talking about shelves with this guy.
Yeah.
So like that kind of, when like, I was genuinely interested to learn from this person, do you know what I mean? Or there's just the random time on a train or at the pub on your own. We met that guy, Mike Power from Canada.
Yeah, we
pub.
Always seem to run into...
And that was like
that's
really.
That's how you met
people.
Lucas, wasn't it?
Yeah. I've made like lifelong friends like that. So.
What was that, Neil Crawford, me, you, and Miles met? Remember it?
He's the old Canadian guy.
He was Canadian.
Was that in Mallorca?
Mallorca, and us three went
pissed
on.
Pissed up.
Chase,
Chaz on a flight is always a 40-year-old man.
Chaz is prone to speaking to strangers, aren't you?
Chaz, if you're like, we're walking and Chaz is like gone, or like, where the fuck's Charlie? We just know we'll be speaking to a guy who's like over 40 about something like.
Aviation.
Do you know what? Do you know that guy I met on the. Fly home
the Lufthansa.
Japan. Lufthansa.
Ralph. Yeah.
Ralph Nischler.
Oh, yeah.
Text me last week.
Did he? Is this the guy after right after Glastonbury, wasn't it?
Do you know what? I love stuff like that, mate.
I still email Mike Power that we met from Liverpool.
You can have some really good conversations.
Email. Yeah. It makes you realise that there's so many people out there.
There's a lot of nice people out there.
There's probably a lot of nasty people out there,
and
too.
We're all victims of cynicism, aren't we? You know, if you're having a bit of an off day, you just hate the world, don't you? You slate everyone.
Oh, I didn't know what that word meant.
What?
I think
when you're out there, there's actually a lot of nice people.
No, there is.
There.
I think if me and you
something
were mates
about,
and me and you sat next to each other, I'd obviously start speaking and you'd hate.
We were mates or weren't?
Weren't.
Do you know what's really...
Are we not mates anymore?
You said if we were mates.
If we weren't mates.
Weren't mates. Going back to what Chaz was saying, you know, like everyone's in a good mood, you get along a bit better. Always found it interesting at like a festival... People change for the best. Everyone's a lot more chatty.
It's a great vibe, isn't it?
It's like you go from like London, for example, that's quite an extreme that way, where it's like everyone's just fucking got their head down on the tube, can't be arsed.
Solitary,
can't be arsed. Get them at Glastonbury. How
sounds
you doing, mate?
You're
all right. Everyone's just having a chat. They're not even like, because you're like pissed up.
Drugs.
No, but it's not though. It's not that. It's like in the danger.
It's the atmosphere.
It's good
time.
Good vibes, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like you're having, but it's different. It's like not even like a holiday thing. It's like,
you're not at
work.
There's
something about
like...
a festival. Everyone's just in
tune.
Yeah,
but
like
Josh, it is a bit because you're there to have a good time. Like a lot of people will be on holiday there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but I've been on holidays and people are still not speaking to each other.
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Glastonbury
is like
tourism, isn't it?
But it's not just that. It was Leeds Festival. Me as a kid, it was like something about
that. I agree with you. But do you not think as well? When you do get a dickhead there, it's even more of a dickhead. Like, it really pisses you off. You know, when everyone's trying to have a nice time, there's someone going, stop pushing. It's like, it's a fucking festival. Like, shut up. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was meeting
that's more of a conflict of being, of like,
it's
like comfort.
I was meeting yous at like a, it must have been, what, two Glastonbury's ago? No, it was Macca. And I was meeting all you with my mum, my dad, all my family. I think all of us were standing together. And me and Sophia were meeting everyone. And there was this woman sat, right? She was about she was in between, because we were probably near the sound desk, weren't we, or something. She was like near there, so she's pretty close, isn't it, that? She was sat with her legs out on just like, just thingy. And obviously it starts, before he went on, and everyone's like starting
to come in. But you've been taking up a lot of service
area.
You're
not going to be able to sit down here, right?
No,
you
know what I mean?
So anyway, everyone's like going through, and then it starts getting really busy. And she's still just sat there like that. And I just stepped over her because I was getting pushed, and like, but almost fell, but over. And man, did she pinched me. She pinched my leg.
That's harassment. Wow.
Yeah, she pinched my leg.
That's fucking genius.
Yeah, she pinched the inside of my leg.
It's like a form of communication.
No, as in like, and she went, Morse code. What the fuck are you doing? And pinched me. And I was like, you cheeky fucking dick. I was like, I was shocked. I turned around. I was like, are you fucking joking?
You know
joking?
What? I'm not surprised you bit her back.
But I was like,
I thought it was her hand.
I was like, are you fucking joking? I was like, I was fucking fuming. Yeah, but I was always like, Joey, it's a festival. Like,
that's
first
wild.
Of all, you're sitting down like this at the where everyone's standing, obviously going to watch, like, and you think you're entitled to like a fucking spreading out and be, Joey, like, fuck, oh, I fucking hate people at that.
I've never known anyone to be pinched.
I was like, wow.
In like a violent sense. Did it hurt?
Yeah, really. It was like the inside.
It does hurt pinching, doesn't it?
Fuck, oh, Katie used to pinch me.
What's you know when you
get got a good pinch
just on the very surface of your skin? There's like a technique in
no,
there.
No, a pinch and twist.
Oh yeah,
that's when it's like advanced.
Very school that.
You know, it gives you like that. It gives me like a burst of fury where I could like snap and just like
sensory.
Ah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? You're just like fucking.
I was walking again with Charlotte the other day, and she had a trench coat on, and it was brushing my leg in such a way that I had to move about 3 feet away from her. But I told her, I said, I'm sorry, I can't deal with that. It's like, I was like, it's just something.
You are quite sensitive.
Like, very sensitive.
Something about like in that moment, I was like, with all due respect, I'm just going to have to stand over here whilst we promenade.
I don't think I mean.
Take a turn.
You're all right with stuff like sensory stuff, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm
what were you going to say?
You're quite tactile, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
I would say.
Well, yeah, you like your thing is like.
I don't think I can walk straight. You know, have you noticed that?
That's the shape of your legs. That
I've noticed that.
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm with
do you
someone,
drift
I
to one side?
Yeah. Have you not noticed that, Charlie?
If you're, it's like an extreme version where you like fall.
No, do you know if you're in between?
That's your inner ear. That.
Yeah.
Sorry.
you got me as well, to be fair. But you know, if you're walking with two people and you're the middle person and one of them's Charlie, you notice he starts to squeeze you out. Like, do you know what I mean? Like he's not on purpose, obviously. Or maybe it is. Maybe it's just me and him going, fuck
off. That's those bandy legs.
It is. You've got you couldn't catch a pig in a gimmick.
I've started buying a lot looser trousers so it hides the bandiness.
Oh, don't.
Really?
I was telling some guy about this yesterday.
What?
Yeah,
what
how old is he?
Younger than me.
Fuck off.
What's actually going on with your legs?
Just a shit.
Legs, isn't it? Bandy but, legs, people have got.
But like, what is it? Is it like. Is it the bone?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, it's just the shape of your bone.
Is it just the bone?
Yeah.
That's sound.
Apparently, it can cause problems later in life.
Later on.
Oh. You're telling me.
We'll cross that bridge when it comes
to. Do you know
what?
I've got terrible knees.
Yeah, and you'll topple over it.
I've got terrible knees.
Yeah.
Anyone else got anything?
You been watching anything, Josh?
Well, no, I think what we'll do is I'll finish off Baby Reindeer and then we can all discuss.
Yeah, that's good.
And then we can have, that can be the proper
JOD. I was going to say, has anybody got any bits before we go into the fan questions?
Well, no,
or
I was
going to
say, should we go more like, this is the last, should we go more about album? Do you know what I mean?
People last week in the studio.
Yeah, it is the last week of the studio.
Last week of the studio.
So after this, we have decisions to make, don't we? Because we're going to have more material than is necessary. So we're going to have to slim it down to...
Trim the fat.
Down to... A good solid 10 tracks ish.
I think everyone's on the same. I think there's an obvious 10 now, though, isn't there?
I think so.
It's feeling that way.
See what, it depends what how these turn out this week.
There's probably about three, I reckon, which we'll go
on the chopping board.
Two or three that we're going to be all different opinions on.
I wonder, do you know what would be good to do? It would be good to splice in when we. Do you remember in a previous pod when we read out all the names and stuff?
Well, yeah,
that?
People have seen them, haven't they?
But I'd say it'd be good to splice in that to the actual ones when it's out.
Well, let's give what's everyone's favourite now off the bat? We can say names. Doesn't matter.
I'm going
to
say
first. First comes to your head. What's your favourite?
Big star, yeah, big star. Hell.
I like your look,
Miles.
Charlemagne.
Gary.
Yeah.
Thomas.
Nightclub.
I was going to say one that was potentially added on.
Stand by that tune. I never ever get bored of it.
Sorry,
I mean?
I didn't. What? Which one?
I like Nightclub.
Yeah,
it's probably my favorite one.
Big Star's so. Good.
Thing is, though, without being biased, good. They're all fucking.
Yeah, it's a good.
It's
a
hard
good
to pick.
It is a yeah. It's a great record.
It is.
I mean, are we being biased there? Probably.
Well, by the time this is out, oh wait, no, by the time this is out, we will have.
I probably hate some of them in like 4 years or something. Nah, so no, we go well. We've been quite strict on this one, haven't we? And trimmed it down and trimmed it down.
It's a similar process to Fully Summoned Space.
Yeah,
really.
We have had time to, even though it's now crunch time and we've got to like do stuff fast, it's still, we've managed to trim away a lot of songs.
Well, I want to bring up, you know, talking about trimming songs, adding songs, like, you know, deluxe albums. What's everyone thinking about deluxe albums? Because loads of people do it now, and I understand why people do it. You know what I mean? You get different albums, you sort of like, you can sell more, you can get more albums, so you can actually get in the charts, you know what I mean? Which for a band is massive.
I think that...
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan?
No, I'm a purist, I'm a traditionalist with that.
Do you think that, I think
it's good to have the option for people.
Maybe we should give
because they can choose.
Let's explain to the fans from our point of view what this is.
Nice.
This is the way I see it. Obviously, you wouldn't say bands are kind of, you don't really get in the charts as bands anymore.
No.
You're not like...
Not particularly.
It's very hard.
What's the word? Yeah, it's hard. Like, you're kind of not in the mainstream, so to speak. The odd one maybe will break through, but on the whole, it's a lot of solo artists, isn't it?
Yeah.
You might get someone like Jungle who trended online and they've got a top 20 now with Back on 74, but on the whole, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, there's always going to be
exceptions. That's their first in 10 years.
Yeah, we're not just talking here like number one albums, we're talking about like consistency in the charts.
Yeah, and singles, like single sales, but I think bands, the way they stay within the charts is to sell physical copies with the record. Which, if you didn't do that, I don't know, it's not really, because you still got bands who are big, but they wouldn't reflect it in the charts. And I think there's still an impression within the industry of what the charts are saying.
Yeah.
So I think if you didn't have a lot of the deluxe stuff, I think bands, you could fall away even more than they are now, if you know what I mean. Which is, it's important that doesn't happen, I think, because
100%.
Because then it affects festival lineups, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Everything.
But, in a way, I'm a bit like Chaz. Like, I'm a purist in terms of.
I was speaking very selfishly there.
Yeah,
That's a personal.
Well, I think it's important. I don't agree with, say, just doing different colours of the record.
For the sake of it,
and we're not
going to
do that on this one.
No,
you're learning as you go along. You've got to give people, like we were saying, bang for the buck.
Quality material.
So there's going to be, obviously, there'll be a few versions of our own, but it won't just be. We're going to give people exciting stuff, which we've not announced yet. But
we're announcing now.
I think it's important you give people the money's worth, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's more
on there,
work
bits
for us to do, but I can sit with that, and if you know what I mean.
Yeah. But look, so I've seen a few people online, do you know what I mean, recently saying that, like, oh, why is there so many dirges? And also, I think, let's not talk about like what's on the album, like creatively. I'm talking more, I quite like...
Talk about my backflips then.
Sorry, I enjoyed that.
Sorry.
But I'm talking about like, I like actually owning like one-off things, like, because I like owning vinyl. Do you know what I mean? I like collecting vinyl. I like picture discs that are cool. I've got a really good Blondie
novelty
one.
Of
do you know
it,
what I mean? Like Parallel Lines, that one with like the picture disc, and it's mint.
Yeah.
So I like it from that.
I also like that one. Blood Records.
Yeah. It's a great example.
A different angle.
Yeah, I really like. I like stuff like that. That's like deluxe.
I think it's important.
Special.
If you're gonna do it, you got to put a bit of TLC in it.
Definitely.
You can't just do the same.
You can't throw it.
Do you want Declan McKenna? Shout out to his one because he did a really good one. Like, you know, actual sand in it and stuff, and. He had a floppy disk.
But I feel like it's just kind of it's just the era we're in. A lot of some of the biggest artists do it.
No, I think everyone does now. Yeah,
it's the way the industry's gone, and if you don't do it, you'll kind of be left behind. That's equally.
I think. Well, it's weird, isn't it? Because then, I can't remember how it's a certain amount of streams that then go to a sale.
1,500.
Right. So as soon as you've got 1,500 streams, then it goes
for the album in full.
For the full album.
If you listen to the album in full, if 1,500 people listen to the album in full,
that's one
digital sale.
You need to have some hella streams basically to get sales.
You can understand then, like say like a band like us, but then if one of the mega people come in, and it's weird then, this is where it becomes really difficult, because there could be artists who get on loads of playlists that we'd never get on, that are really popular playlists. They got on that, and then all of a sudden people tail off from that onto their album. And then that's why all of a sudden, like, we've done it before, I can't remember what album was it? Was it Cool Like You? And we were number one
on
midweeks. Do you know what I mean? And then I think digital's come in like on Thursday or something like that, don't they? Like the day before. And obviously then we just got absolutely annihilated by all them, because they just streamed so well. And I don't know, you can suppose you say it's harsh, but it is what it is, isn't it? But that is why, and I don't know, I just thought it was worth mentioning. Going to the fan bit?
You got it.
What do you want to say to
Of
much?
Course, now, I just, it's good to have different things. And also, you know, like these deluxe versions and stuff like that, it's not like they're being kept behind a paywall and being like gatekept. Like the versions of the songs or new things, you can get it if you're on your streaming platforms anyway. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, it's more so just like a physical vibe. Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes they're not on streaming things. That's cooler though. I think that's better. That gives you more images to buy it and you feel special, don't you? You don't want to buy it and then it goes, oh, it's on there and anyone can get it, because then you won't buy it.
Yeah. If you can, do. If you can't, sound. It's good, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Let's go.
This is the Fan Bit. This is the Fan Bit.
As you can see, we're holding
Joe's been working hard.
Sheets of paper that Joe has printed off to save us faffing around on our telephones.
So I mean, if you've got some on your phones as well, I just thought I'd pick out just some keywords.
Can I dive straight into one of these printed ones then?
I like this, Podcast 65.
So,
Yeah,
out of all of them. Done, yeah.
So, first one here, as transcribed by Joe. My girlfriend, Amy, is a big fan of...
What's his name?
My girlfriend... joke. From Kyle France.
Kyle France.
We.
See, at first I thought that was location, but it's not. Is it? I've just read that. Kyle France. It's a surname.
Kyle in Lyon says... My
he
girlfriend...
Normandy writing, does he?
Well done. I like that one. I understood that one. I don't normally understand these jokes.
Nice joke.
Nearly out.
Paris.
I was just going to go Paris, fuck off there.
My croissant, Amy.
Fucking hell.
My croissant, girlfriend, Amy.
Amy is a big fan of the podcast. She's now got me into it. Whenever she can't sleep, she listens to the pod to help her doze off.
Whoa.
What?
He's putting brackets, not sure if that means you guys are really soothing or really boring.
Oh, cheers.
Which one do you reckon? It's probably the latter, isn't it?
Soothing.
If it's yes, the pizza chat, she's already asleep now. She'd be having us on.
Do you know what? Insomnia is a thing. So.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up! Up. What? Amy?
Just wondering if you have any unusual methods to get to sleep and what you can't sleep without. Joe can't sleep without industrial
light and noise. Do you know what? That's a good question.
Joe can't sleep without strobe lights, construction.
Fucking, yeah, it's quite like full on. Joe sleeps heavy. Or,
don't you fucking try shit.
Screaming.
No, when Joe needs to be stimulated.
No, it's not.
With technology, you've gotten better because you can condense your.
It's the opposite.
What
it's,
is that?
Because I've got harsh ADHD, right? So when I go sleep at night, right, if I sit there, it's just all black. Like, all yous will go like it. What?
That's just funny.
Oh, if you sit there, it's just like complete darkness and that. You'll just go, right, time to go to bed and close your eyes, right? If I close my eyes, I go, what am I going to do tomorrow? I'm going to get up at this time, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to...
you're on overdrive.
And, yeah, straight away.
I have a certain degree of that. Well, like, once the lights go off, you know, my brain's there, like... going
no. Okay. But I'm the same. I just go places that I just don't want and I hate it, unless I'm really tired, and I don't watch it every night. But like, I'm just like,
it switches your brain off.
I need to, it's so mind knowing that I've either seen before, like Peep Show.
That's the bit that sends me under with the whole thing.
No, because
watching the same thing over and over again.
You've got a rule though.
But
with
it's my own personal taste.
No,
it works for you,
doesn't
it?
No, it's not. But you're seeing it as like, what? I'm not watching it.
No. You use it to turn you off.
Like you saying, like, I can't watch that because I get bored. Well, that's what I'm doing it for. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm watching it because I don't have to concentrate on it. I can just go.
Yeah.
Joe, when we used to share a bed in the Travelodge days, right? We'd get off fine watching the telly, but he'd be fast asleep, and come 3 o'clock, wake up because he wouldn't turn the telly off, and it'd be fucking Family Guy. The screen would be like white hot.
Lucky loser, man. Who passes you?
I'd be like,
fucking hell. Fuck me.
The time that you lobbed the remote,
that was
like,
Travelodge.
That was when it peaked.
Do you know what I mean? Because I was asleep, so I don't turn it off. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got it like set to like an hour.
Yeah, automatic. So when you're a Travelodge, you're one of them old school TVs.
Do you still do the telly at home?
Well, no, not really.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean?
What does Sophia think of it?
Well, she knows. She's like, because if she doesn't, she knows I'll just be sat there, and she's woke up before like R4
because you're
like, I'm still sat there and she's like, yeah, she's like, what's up?
Right, that's Joe, like, we've sleep. Covered Joe's, let's go. What anyone else got any other unusual
like
sleeping habits? You fell asleep in here, sorry, you fell asleep in here. You can fall asleep in a lot of places.
Yeah, but apart from my own bed.
Yeah, apart from my own bed.
No, but in here, yeah, so I had my... Oh, Chaz, you've got a photo, haven't you, of it?
Oh, yeah.
I wrapped my cardigan around my head, and then it looks like I've had a serious fall.
Jay went, is he dead?
Yeah. You know, he slapped me.
He moved you at first, that's why. And he got I could see worry in his face.
He went like
his
this.
Dad came out.
He went like that on the side of the thing. I went like that. I was like, Jesus.
Bruised. Josh, you look like.
Go on.
A mummy.
You look quite nan.
Mummy's hand.
You look quite like Vernon Park Museum.
You have to speed now, you might. Look.
Yeah, so this is Josh asleep before.
The thing is, I'm good at napping, but not necessarily getting off to
at
sleep.
Home.
Like, that's not. But it's like. My house is very, 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 very quiet.
Good.
Fucking love that.
Like, very, very quiet.
That's what I need.
Miles, go on. Yours is quite... yours is quite intense, isn't it? From over the years, like, sharing rooms with you stuff.
You used to have, like, earplugs. Then industrial, like...
Used to.
Have you still got
a fucking bag?
Talk us through it, Miles.
So, I once walked into my dad's room and saw some earplugs on the floor and ear defenders on the side of his bed. And I was like... That's interesting. And in my later life, when I've not been able to sleep, I've thought back to that and gone, earplugs, they've worked. Ear defenders, they've worked. Anything noise related, it triggers a stress in me. Yeah. And the stress keeps me up.
I'm a bit like that.
It triggers stress because I go, well, now I'm not going to fucking sleep. Well, now that's going to keep... And it's always... If it's like a fan...
If it's constant, we just...
If it's constant, you can zone out.
If it's like a humming or a fan or a thing. But say there's like...
And that also goes for
an aircon unit. That's just going like,
yeah, that's nice. I sleep to white noise.
Every like
intermittent noise.
Every like 35 seconds.
Fuck that.
And then it's every 10. Do you know what I mean? It's changing the time between.
Game over.
That's what I zone into. I'm like, that's got. You like silence, don't you?
Silence. Anything visual, anything flashing. So I need to be able to switch off. If I could turn my ears off, I wish I could. They need to invent. Do you only get noise cancelling headphones? They need to have
an
earplug that noise cancels. I would fucking buy them because they don't have them. They don't make them
noise cancelling headphones.
No, though. Because I can't sleep beside them.
But your ear defenders.
What about them? No, I use my ear defenders in emergencies.
What about them things we had years ago that Josh got?
They only filter.
Yeah, they filter.
You get dead filters though, can't you? Like
Charlie, what's yours?
Music.
You like listening to music?
Listen to music and fall asleep. Yeah, if I put my AirPods in.
You know.
Back in the day when I had the greatest headphones in the world,
the AKGs.
Music used to send me off.
Do you know what? I do that as well. If there's nothing, I'm watching something. Because sometimes I can overstimulate on that. Mm. I'll put music in classical as well, which is mad because I'm never listened to classical. Like we've all got a bit of a mad. You have to have yours completely dark, don't you? The room.
Yeah,
like, every light's covered.
Yeah, like if there's like an emergency light, a red light on the telly. Mm. Telly's unplugged. Little. Alarms. Yeah.
I've gotten better
light.
With that.
I used to put like my socks over
you
it.
You know
shit.
What? Places often provide little stickers for that.
Ah, I've never known.
In hotels, or little magnetic discs that you put over
it. I've got into recently as well. I've did a journal every night before I go to Kip.
Oh, I've got
what writing your day?
So I write my day, what I've done.
That's a good shot.
And I've done it every single day in 2024. Wow. That's the day.
Be a good book, though.
So. I fucking wondering.
the secret songwriter.
So I just write what I've done in the day. Literally woke up at 8:10, well, the dog did the... Literally.
Weirdly enough, I don't think you'd need that because your memory's good.
No, it's to get
it. It's just the action of doing it.
It's just in the sense of like, that's the day.
It's like decluttering your head.
Ah, interesting.
I do the same, but I don't like... mine's not journal related. Mine's like almost ideas. Do you know what I mean? That's how I get mine.
Yeah. Mr.
I've got a little book that I write. Just mine's mental. And
wait,
frantic.
Have you got an idea? Have you got an invention book?
It's pretty much that. Yeah.
What's your maddest invention?
Oh, these mental stuff in there.
Tell us one quick fact. It's 145.
I came with a telescopic net.
What
to stop? You know when you're playing in the garden when you're a kid, like football or something, and your ball always used to go over.
Yeah.
Just a net that you could just that was like the same thing. You could just shoot up while you're playing football and just drop back down.
That's good, that.
But that's the sort of thing. Why am I thinking that?
Yeah, that's a bit
And
mad.
Then you see, I'm lying there at like 3 a.m. I think of like
with
an
Peep
idea.
Show blaring.
That'll be good. No, not Peep Show stops it. Do you know what I mean?
That's the remedy.
I'm saying that's the point. So that's the sort of thing I'll be thinking of if it's pitch black. And then I think, how could I do that? I get this and then I could probably do that. And that's where I can't start going. Like,
anyway.
That's really a wild
question.
I've got one here from Joseph Greaves and he says, apparently, sirloin fact was bollocks.
Mate's just Googled it. Cheers.
Missed all that I'm crack off bit, didn't you?
Does he mean I'm in Krakow?
I don't know. I didn't really understand it, did you?
I think he means I'm in Krakow and my
I'm
mates.
I'm in Krakow and my mates just Googled.
That's what I mean.
I'm in Krakow and my mates just Googled. He's obviously on the sauce, isn't he? And he's emailed in with a bit of a spell thing.
But I think he needs to listen back to it because I say, I don't know if it's true or not. And on the bullshit, I say, yeah. I don't know.
You go, well, that's the category,
undecided.
Isn't it?
Undecided.
So, right, Joseph Amy Greaves. Raymond. Hi, guys. Has anyone ever told Miles that he sounds exactly like Carl Pilkington? Whenever I'm listening to podcasts without watching it, all I can hear is Carl. Same sense of humour too. Carl Pilkington does an advert on the radio. Less malarkey, more smarty. And Miles always comes into my head. Long lost brothers, maybe. Bye. P.S. buzzing for August. B.H. Bank holiday.
Withenshaw.
I think there's a lot of people like him, but he's been filmed.
Yeah.
I think that's the theory because
that itself is so Carl Pilkington.
No, but it's true because I mean, I've always been weird, and I've been weird before that came out.
What's he up to these days, Carl?
Chilling, isn't he?
Just chilling.
That's one person that I would like to meet because
we've always said that.
You know, luckily for us, we've been able to meet a lot of our like people,
idols,
idols, heroes. You know, people you don't usually just get to bump into, but he's one that's. Him and...
Goes under the radar, doesn't he?
Who else is there? I think it's just him. Mm. Yeah, but that's cool. But yeah, I like Carl Pilkington. Wish him all the best in whatever he's doing now.
Go on, Charles, you do the next one.
What's the next one, mate? Amy Raymond?
Nope.
Martin Cunliffe. Sorry, I'm just doodling here.
Why?
I was going to say the wrong name. Amy Raymond.
I just said that one.
Martin Cunliffe. Hi, big fan of the podcast. I always think that Blossom's signature sound as being heavily influenced by the 80s. If you could start again or reinvent your sound, what style / genre would you want to
scream
have a go
metal
at?
You threw what I nearly put on there saying Josh, I bet Josh is scream metal.
No, I joke.
Well, that's kind of like if whatever you're into now, isn't it?
I mean, I wouldn't. I think if you did for a reason, I wouldn't change.
This
stuff,
is interesting.
I don't know. I suppose he's saying if you could, do you know what I mean? Given the opportunity and saying, right, you have to do it again, but you can't do the 80s thing. What would you do?
Do you know what's interesting? So let's. What would you say our biggest tune is from the first album? Imagine you wrote Charlemagne today, and we came in tomorrow and did it. How would it sound?
I know what you mean.
More raw.
Emu live. Mm. Interesting, wasn't it?
It's very like to the grid and digital.
Yeah. Kind of what Taylor Swift did, but not the same.
Yeah, it's a weird concept. So.
Should we do it? I mean, we know it though, don't we? So it just sounds.
I mean, I wonder if we'll ever do it. I wonder if, you know, like for example, we were talking about it before, Blossoms, the album.
Blossoms Gold.
Well, no, but I was saying Blossoms, our first album, will be 10 years old in 2026, years, which is mad.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder, do you know what I mean? You do a reissue sometimes. Sometimes do you re-record it?
No, fuck that.
No.
But some people do. I'm just going.
We've got
over.
Demos.
I'm just going over stuff. Do you know what I mean? You do little things like you re-record it slightly different or do whatever. I'm just saying. But do you know what I mean? Like sometimes you do stuff like that. I wonder if, would you change little bits of it? Is this something that really annoys you on that album that you go, I change that?
I'm pretty
that.
Happy. Well,
like Honey Sweet, for example. No, I'd change that.
Bah, I love Honey Sweet.
Honey
Sweet's
favourite one on the
sounds
great.
I think it sounds terrible. I always have.
Really?
Well,
that's
what's
the wrong
with
that? I think that sounds amazing.
Dead electronic and dead. I'm just like, ugh.
Oh, wait, is
personal
it like, is
taste
it,
though, and
yeah,
that's when you have
At
to yeah, like,
kiss
personal
well,
taste.
That.
Leave it out almost.
You can see on a most a kiss a bit, but Honey Sweet sounds boss. It suits the tune. Live, you kind of reinvent it a bit, don't you?
Live, see,
but
when we were doing that album, it was like
Drive and all them. That was kind of the inspiration, and it does sound like one of them tunes. I'm happy with that one. Onto Her Bed, I'd probably get a better tune than that.
Still a cool tune though.
That was just like a leftover. That was like, oh, you need something like that. Like there's probably better songs than that. Do you know what I mean?
Good production
personally.
On that.
It's cool,
I like
yeah.
That. Yeah, there's the reverse verb and all that. It's
quite.
What
eerie,
else is on
it?
There? Smash Pianos is good. Sexy is decent.
Smash Pianos is a weird tune, isn't it?
Cut Me and I'll Bleed, but I like the fact Cut Me and Bleed and Blow are on there.
Yeah, I
love playing them live.
Room's
still.
On there. That does its job, doesn't it?
But them tunes.
Deep Grass is boss. I love
them. Them tunes are actually like 10 years old now, aren't they?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, in terms like the album. When did we record the album?
2013.
2014, fucking some of the hell. Tunes, 2015.
That's crazy.
Last one we recorded was Getaway.
Wow.
Oh, was it?
Still one of my favourites to play
we
live.
We recorded that in January of 2016.
Wow.
Wow.
Do you know what? Here's one for you. I was thinking about this the other day when someone said, No, just in general, going into that first album, and you only really get it on your first album, the rate at the songs being written to then being released was so fast, which is why I think the excitement remained in them. So, for example, Charlemagne, I wrote in May 2015.
Well, I recorded it.
Recorded and wrote it in May 2015, and it was released to the world in September 2015. That's like 3 months.
Not enough time to like...
It's mad, isn't it, when you think about it?
Do you know what I mean? Like, and then I was thinking about Getaway, because it was like the anniversary the other day we put a post up. That was written in... That was the last tune written for the album in like the November, December 15. We recorded it in January, and then we did it. It was like hottest record Danny Mac in like
a
March.
Blossom's history lesson this with Tom's boss.
March. So that was like 3 months after it was written. No wonder you like... So much enthusiasm for the song.
Thing,
whereas you've got all this time to like pick it apart.
Then anyone know where we were then?
Right. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's like, even just the passion for the song. Do you know what I mean?
Well, back then it was instant grat, because you literally wrote something, recorded it, and it became enormously successful straight away.
But even just the release being like, right, it's coming out. There's no, you're kind of just going off instinct. Whereas the minute you put time in there, you can really pick things apart, which is what I think that's probably the most difficult thing.
Because then sometimes you can have time and actually nail it and get everything bang on it, look shit.
It's probably a sweet spot in there somewhere where you need time and you need pressure combined, which I think this album's had a bit of both, to be honest.
Yeah. Which is like...
Oh, sorry, Tom.
Which is, you know what we used to say, Big Star?
Mm-hmm.
This, my theory of what I'm saying there with the songs, that's one of the most recent written. Hasn't existed for that long, has it?
True.
It was written in December. And what are we now? April. It's only 4 months old.
Yeah, true.
You know my style. Like, that was
your style. But what I'm saying is, some of them other songs have been around for 2-3 years.
Yeah, but like, even when we did Big Star, I was like, wow.
Yeah, you do
like,
love that.
That's like.
Well, yeah, I just thought it was interesting.
No, it is very interesting. Go on, Miles, read the last one up.
So, thank you, emailing again,
I saved
Thomas.
One for you, by the way.
Thank you for emailing Thomas Molloy. Molloy. Mole. Molly. Molloy.
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 Thomas Molloy. Hi guys, your most recent podcast got me through the Sefton Park run.
Stretford.
What is that?
It's in Manchester.
It's a park in Manchester. So there's obviously a run there. So well done.
Okay, well done. I can confirm that the market sweet corn slaps.
Street corn slaps. Fuck me.
I can't read.
No. The market street sweet corn slaps.
Right. I used to work for... do you know what it is, right? I'm not used to reading off paper. No, genuinely. I can't remember the last time I read off a piece of paper.
Jordan's gonna get used to that. An iPhone? Digital.
No, just, it's like screens. The backlit. I don't know where to look here. Anyway, I used to work for the MEN and we actually had to review it for an article.
Right, so...
Oh, the corn.
He's had the Market Street corn.
Right, okay.
Because you
I want it.
Last episode said how much you buzzed off. We had a tweet, there's a comment on Facebook saying, I ate that corn, it gave me the shit.
On a side note, getting married this year and thinking that, oh no, I think I'm in love, is going to be one of our wedding tunes.
Corny.
well done. Yeah. Those of you getting married / married, what songs?
Oh, I see. Sorry.
Yeah, what songs did you or are you having at your wedding? Is the commas needed here, or is this me? Is this a me problem?
I think this is you.
Okay, I'm looking for some inspiration. Also, met you guys a few months back at the AO. Thanks for stopping for a photo and a quick chat. It means a lot.
You got it.
Yeah, now that was hard. That.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, you need to start reading. I think more.
No, I just need to start looking at paper.
My wedding song was "This Must Be the Place" by Talking Heads.
It was good choice, Rammer.
I ain't got one yet.
Not got one.
No. Charlemagne.
Eh?
Charlemagne.
You can fucking play it live if you want.
You gonna pay us?
No. I'll send myself an invoice.
To pick the song, I think you've got to be. It's a joint thing, isn't it?
So yeah, but like he said,
what's yours, Joe?
He said here.
What is yours? Is it a surprise?
He said here. Fucking hell. He said here that he's thinking of having Oh No, I think, but that's not going to be his main song.
No, it's just a song. He's
part of the playlist.
Is there a song that means a lot to you?
Is this like a first dance vibe?
No. You're thinking too much into it. Like, is it just a song that you go, do you know what? That means a lot to me. I'd like that on my wedding day.
Yeah, I've not really. Do you know what it is? I don't know. I listen to a lot of weird shit.
A couple or just you yourself?
Something nostalgic and something that I've probably like played like, I don't know, something, yeah.
Toxic, yeah. Britney Spears.
Toxic Britney Spears. I just said Britney Spears. Is there anyone called Britney Spears? Let us know at blossomspubcast@gmail.com. Do you know what? I'm going to recycle that. But, hey, school's out for summer.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much. We'll do it. I mean, let me think, when the next podcast is out, we'll have something or else out.
I don't think we will.
No, it's next week, isn't it?
We fucking won't.
We fucking will. When the next podcast is out.
Oh, the next one is out, not this one.
Thank you. When the next podcast is out, we'll have something else out.
Anyone got like a dull headache?
Yeah. I feel all right.
You've said that after your 15K quite a lot.
I'll turn that bit up.
Thank you very much for listening.
Live from HQ in a studio.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.